adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chico, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Angry Constable. In the late 1870s, Galeyville, Arizona was a resort hideout for some of the worst outlaws in all the Southwest. Built on a high mesa between the forks of the north and southeast branches of Turkey Creek on the eastern slope of the Chiricahua Mountains, Galeyville was almost inaccessible from the town of Tombstone and the nearest sheriff's office. But Galeyville did have a constable, an explosive headlong man named Frank Grant, who did his best to preserve law and order, but with little success. For to such men as Curly Wilkins and Mark Hooker, the law was what they chose to make. As our story opens, Curly and Mark have just walked into Babcock's cafe.
Hey, Curly.
Yeah?
Ain't that Alex Purdy over at that corner table?
Yeah, that's him, Mark. They let him out of territorial prison early for good behavior. He got here to Galeyville late this afternoon, and Joe Humphrey gave him a job driving a stagecoach.
Why didn't you tell me, Curly?
I didn't know it myself until the constable told me a couple of minutes ago. He don't like Purdy having that job.
Does he know you framed Purdy on that store robbing?
No. That was 4 years ago. This constable wasn't around here then. Come on, let's go talk to Purdy.
Howdy, Alex.
Howdy. You're looking pretty good, Purdy.
You coyotes, get out of here.
That ain't being friendly. Let's sit down with you, Mark.
What do you want with me, Carly?
Didn't know but what you might want to join up with me and my boy.
You sidewinder. I know who it was, Framey. It was you. You stole that glove of mine and left it in the store after you robbed the place.
Maybe you can prove that, Alex.
I'll prove it someday. Now get out of here.
Still got that temper, ain't you? Come on, Mark.
It's dangerous for us to have that hombre around, Curly.
Well, he ain't going to be around long.
What are you going to do?
Going to frame him again.
How?
Going to hold up that stagecoach the first time we find out he's carrying both bullion and passengers.
Be a good place at the top of the hill just past Turkey Creek.
That's right, Mark. And we'll let the passengers hear us thank Alex Purdy for helping arrange the holdup.
Yeah, I reckon that'll do it, Shirley. With him an ex-convict.
Reckon it will. In another month at the most, Purdy will be right back in prison.
You sure got a sense of humor. A beaut.
Keep these horses moving, Purdy.
I can't run them up this hill, Constable. We're hauling a heavy load this trip.
You don't have to loaf along.
Look, if you want to do the driving, go ahead.
No. I'm here to keep an eye on you.
You're powerful scared of a holdup, ain't you, Constable?
I ain't saying. I will say Joe Humphreys must have been crazy to take on you for a driver.
That's what friendship is. Joe's a friend of mine. He believes I was framed as I was. I got to rest these horses after that climb. Hold up. Hold up.
Hey, somebody's over there behind them rocks.
Get him up, you two.
Well, by thunder.
Get him up, I said.
Either that or we'll drill you.
Come out from behind them masks, you sidewinders. I dare you.
Cut out the yapping and throw down that box of gold. Come on, come on.
He's got us covered this time, but someday I'm going to catch up with you, Buzzard.
Pretzel, you fought to see if the passengers got any valuables.
Right. Turn it out. Come on, turn
it out. Here's the box.
I thought so. By thunder, I thought so.
All of you stand right where you are for 5 minutes. Much obliged, Purdy. Reckon we put that one over real nice.
Why, you lying?
Come on, partner. Remember, stand where you are. My men will have you covered.
So you weren't on this, Purdy.
No, I wasn't. He lied. I was Curly Wilkins. I could tell his voice.
Well, I couldn't. Maybe it was him, maybe not. But you're under arrest, Purdy. These people will testify.
I won't submit to arrest, Constable. Throw your hands. I'll take your gun. Now jump down. Get off the stage. Go on, I mean it.
You're letting yourself in for even more trouble, Purdy. Throwing a gun
and officer
of the law.
That's up to me. Anybody starts after me, get shot down. Get up! Get up! Hey, yeah! Frame me again, will they? Well, it won't work this time. I'll never go back to that prison. Never.
Cisco.
Yeah?
What the warden of the prison tells you?
Oh, you were right there in the room, Pancho.
Hey, the room is too warm. Pancho take the snooze while the warden talks.
Well, he asked if we would ride to Galeyville and find out all we can about Alex Purdy.
What we find out about Alex Purdy?
The warden thinks Purdy was sent to prison on a frame-up. He believes him innocent of that store robbery.
We not know Alex Purdy.
No, we do not. But the chances are we will know him before we leave Galeyville. Also, we will know the circumstances of that robbery.
It's a bad thing for an innocent hombre to go to the prison.
Hey, Pancho. I will do anything I can to run down an exposed frame of that.
Santos, look at that stagecoach, Pancho. Whatever. Hold.
Hey, those horses, they run away, Chisco.
Driver is making them go faster. He must be out of his mind.
Senor! You will never make the turn at the foot of the hill. Rein in those horses.
Get out of my way.
Are you crazy? Rein in those horses.
Look out, she's going through the gun.
Well, that wild-eyed maverick. You'll be sorry for that.
I'll give a shot. Go. He's shooting at his gun, no?
Not if I can shoot that gun out of his hand.
Yellow, ha!
Go. Take
you better worry about stopping those horses before you get hurt, Ole.
He lifts the gun, Chisco.
Perhaps I can shoot a bit sooner.
Well, he ain't not used that gun no more.
In close, Yama. Closer. That is good. That is just what I am going to do.
I do want to help me.
You are not quite sick enough, hombre. Yeah, that will keep you quiet for a few moments. Oh, now, ho.
Maybe that helps,
Tom. No, Chico. That may only frighten them more. I think I can get them under control. Now we'll see about this, hombre.
Ain't going back to prison. I won't go back to frame up.
Prison, eh? Tell me your name, hombre.
My name's Alex Purdy, and I'll take you to board this stagecoach.
Get off. Pancho and I want to be your friends, Alex Purdy.
Who are you?
I am called the Cisco Kid.
Oh. Well, I've heard of you, Cisco. Heard you're a mighty square hombre.
That's what Cisco is, senor. He's a square one.
Why were you driving these horses like that?
Oh, there was a holdup. The constable thought I was in on it. Let me go, Cisco. I got to get away.
You were not in on the holdup?
No, I give you my word I wasn't. I was framed. But I can't prove it. The constable was right there.
Let us go back to Galeyville, Senor Purdy.
But, Cisco, I just told you.
I understand. You made a mistake in running away, senor. I hope we can rectify that mistake. Yeah. We will go to Galeyville and see.
So you're the Cisco Kid, huh?
Si, Senor Constable.
This is Pancho. This will be it. How do I know but what you two are in cahoots with Purdy here?
There is nothing to be in cahoots with him about, Senor Constable. I have already told you the prison warden believes Senor Purdy was framed.
The warden can believe what he likes. I believe what I like.
That's no use, Cisco. The constable just playing down on me.
So it would seem.
No, I ain't either. I was right there when that bandit thanked you for helping.
That is the easiest way of placing the blame wrongly.
Cisco knows what he's talking about, Senor Constable. Cisco not always wrong about these things. Most of the time, Cisco's right, huh?
Well, Purdy's going back to prison tomorrow. Tonight he'll stay right where he is, in that there cage.
You cannot take him back to prison. If he is charged with any crime, he must be tried right here in Galeyville.
Don't tell me my business.
And you better learn your business.
Poncho.
Willie Hatch.
Yes, sir, amigo.
Learn
your business. Leo Ferdy, Poncho and I will go look for the two hombres you described.
The curly hombre and the mock hombre.
You be mighty careful how you act, Cisco.
Si, senor.
I still ain't so sure, but what you had a part in that holdup.
Come on, Poncho, before I lose my temper. We'll be back later on, Senor Ferdy. Keep your courage up.
It's all right for us to be here in this cafe, Curly.
Why not?
Well, after that holdup and all...
Shut up, you fool. Don't use that word again. Of course it's all right for us to be here. The fact that it looked suspicious if we wasn't here.
Yeah, maybe. When we always are here at this time.
Well, that's just it.
We sure didn't make much of a haul.
Only a couple of thousand in gold. But we framed Purdy.
Looks like we did. Only thing is...
Is what?
I heard him tell the constable he recognized your voice.
I ain't worrying about that. There's something about having a mask over the face that makes the man mighty hard to recognize, even figuring his voice.
Well, just the same, it's time we get away with Alex Purdy.
Maybe you're right.
Especially where that Cisco kid's on his side. Word's all over town that Cisco's here to prove Purdy was framed that first time.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we'll do, Mark. Later on, we'll mosey over to that jail. And maybe we can get Purdy for keep. Hey, that's the Cisco kid and his partner. Just come in.
We better get out of here, Curly.
No. Sit still.
But they're looking right over here.
All right. Let them look.
Here they come.
Buenas tardes, senores.
Buenas tardes, senora.
What do you want?
You are the one called Curly Wilkins?
What of it?
Go on. Beat it, you two.
Beat what, hombre?
I want to ask you a few questions.
You heard what my partner said. Now get going.
After you have answered my questions.
Come on, Mark. We'll show them a...
Very well, if you want to fight, that is just what you want to get. I should tell you how to fight and let go. Get him in his stomach. Down the door. Bueno. All right. Cut out that fight.
The constable, Cisco.
Well, reckon that settles your
hash,
Cisco.
He started this fight, constable.
That is a lie, hombre, and you know it.
I don't doubt but what they did. You're coming to jail, Cisco. You and your partner both.
And so now our friends must prove their own innocence as well as Alex Purdy's, if they can. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Angry Constable. When Cisco and Poncho came to Galeyville at the request of the territorial prison warden to check on Alex Purdy, they found that Purdy, only a day or so discharged from prison, was accused of aiding and abetting a stage robbery. Believing Purdy's story that he had been framed, Cisco and Poncho went to Babcock's Cafe to question outlaws Curly Wilkins and Mark Hooker. Immediately, they became embroiled in a fistfight, which stopped momentarily when the hot-headed constable came in and told our friends they were under arrest. Now...
That's what I said, Cisco. You and your partner are coming to jail with me. Now, you listen to Poncho, constable. We not do nothing.
Shut up, fat one.
You shut up, fat one.
That's the stuff, constable. Run him in.
I don't need any advice from you, Curly. Matter of fact, I want to talk to you after I get this business settled. All right, Cisco, get going.
Dear Constable, you are making a mistake.
I know what I'm doing.
But I do not know. What is the charge against us?
We're starting a fight, Mr. Perry.
We did nothing of the kind.
He's hombre started a fight, huh?
You lie.
You better not tell Poncho lie.
All right. Keep quiet, all of you. Now,
I'm getting more and more convinced you too had a hand in that holdup, Cisco.
You are wrong. And that is a serious charge to make when you have no basis of proof.
Now, come on with me. We'll do the rest of the talking at the jail.
We go to the jail, Cisco?
No, Pancho, we will not. Dear Constable, you have no right to put us under arrest.
Oh, I ain't, huh? Well, by thunder, I'm putting you under arrest.
We'll help you, Constable. Come on, boys.
Come on, we have to fight our way to this mob. We will. And the way to fight, you fool.
Follow me, Pancho.
My shooter said Cisco is a fighting fool.
Now, Pancho, out the door.
Hurry. You come to Cisco?
Just as soon as I can.
Bueno, bueno, hombre, pile up alongside the door.
Come on, quick.
We get out of there nice.
We are not out of trouble yet, Chico. Huh? Get on your horse, quickly.
Go. Come on.
Go, 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 go.
Come on. Come on, boys, come on. They're going to chase us. Go.
I thought they would. We will let them think they're ridden out of town for good. Then we will come back.
Then your birdie still need that help, no?
See. Si. We may need it more than ever, Pancho. Up your ha!
Wait here for a second, Mark.
Whoa, boy. Getting so blasted dark, there ain't any point in riding around this way any longer.
I want to keep on the good side of the constable. Don't forget. He said he wanted to question us later.
Yeah, I know. What's his idea of stationing guards along the street?
He figures Cisco and his partner will ride back and get caught in the trap.
They might ride back, but I don't think they'll get caught. Not Cisco.
Yeah, I don't see where he's so all fired smart.
He knows what he's doing all the time.
You ask me, he's a quitter. He's ridden out of Galeyville for good.
Maybe. But then again, maybe not.
Careful what you say now.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa!
Who are you two? Billy and Mark, huh? Maybe I better talk to you now about that holdup.
If you think we was mixed up in that, Constable, you're all wrong. If we had have been, you think we'd be out here helping you now?
We'd be on our way out of Arizona.
Just the way the Cisco kid is.
Well, I ain't saying you had anything to do with it, but Purdy said
that
to me.
Say you take the word of a jailbird against our word?
That ain't right, Constable.
All right. I'll think it over some more.
And speaking of Purdy, how about me and Mark riding up by the jail and standing guard there?
Well, if you want to.
Just in case that Cisco kid should ride in from the other end of town.
Go ahead. I got to check on where these other guards are. Yes!
Reckon we can handle him all right.
I reckon we better do something about Purdy.
You're right, Mark. Now's our chance. Come on, get up.
Yes, sir. Come on!
What do you have?
Hold. Why we stop here, Cisco? Where we at?
We stop because there are too many hombres out on the street, Pancho. If we get any closer, they might hear our horses. And I believe we are right behind the store or somewhere short of
it. Walk from there?
Out through this alley.
You just think you're on the way to the jail to help them get free.
So we are, amigo. But let us not get caught. Now we are almost to the street.
Get up. I just come down the street, Cisco.
I
reckon we'll have things our own way now, Mark.
Yeah, I reckon we will. Come on. Let's get to that jail, Curly.
Don't rush. It won't look right.
Those are two bandidos, Chico.
So they are going to the jail. That means we had better get there too, Chico. Hey, wait. Someone else is riding this way.
Whoa.
Get down off your horses, boy.
It's comfortable, Chico.
Hey. The later it gets. Near the jail, we better take up our stand. That Cisco kid might try to let Purdy free.
You go to the jail the back way, Cisco?
Now, that is too roundabout. The quickest way is to walk down these streets.
How'd you get by the constable and the hombre?
Quite do I have a plan.
Plan?
You lead our horses to the jail, the back way.
But Cisco, you...
Let me take your sombrero. Yes, you take mine. Now, get me my blanket from the bedroll on Diablo.
Hurry.
Mighty
funny thing, boys.
I got a feeling the Cisco kid ain't far away. Whenever I have one of them feelings, it generally turns out to be so.
Here's the pocket, Cisco. Gracias, amigo. I will try to pass myself off as an old one to get past the constable.
How do you think the horse is?
Now we will see.
Hey, you. Hey, wait a minute. I want to have a look at you.
Si, senor.
All right, who are you?
I'm Carlos Ramirez, senor. We sweeped out the cafe and store of Senor Ryan.
What are you doing out in the street tonight?
I only go to visit a sick friend, Rodolfo Lopez.
Where?
Rodolfo, the dopey, is on Chiricahua Street, senor. You study a moment's walk past the jail.
All right. Go on.
Gracias, señor constable. Gracias.
So far, so good. Not to see that no harm comes to Senor Purdy. That will not be so easy.
Nobody at all at the jail here, Mark.
This'll be a cinch.
Whoa.
You're planning to gun Purdy down?
I reckon. That'll attract too much attention too quick. Now, my idea is to set the blast jail on fire.
That's the ticket, Curly.
Come on. We'll cut her off from another side. Give the blaze a chance to get a good start before the constable sees it.
Then it'll be too late to stop it. It's a good thing for us this jail was built of wood instead of adobe.
It's as dry as tinder, too.
Yeah. Here's some matches if you need them, sir.
No, I got some. I'll just take my knife and kind of splinter these corner boards a little.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I'll light her up.
It's catching. That'll burn, Curly. That'll burn pretty.
Hey, here comes something. Be ready with your guns, Mark.
It's some old hombre. But don't shoot Curly. We'll gun whip him.
What are you doing, Signore?
What does it look like?
But you burned down the jail.
That's right. We burned down the jail after we take care of you.
I reckon you don't need my help, Curly.
Well, if he burned down the jail, will you?
What thunder, he ain't an old man.
Oh, that murder, you sidewinder. You'll pay for that.
It's the Cisco kid. Help me, Mark.
You are just a little late. You ask for help, Bond.
You. Cisco.
Hey, Bond, you over this way. Hurry, put out the flames. I must take care of this other Bond.
Cisco.
Bond, you'll put out the flames easy with a sombrero, Cisco.
Oh, I'm leaving. I got enough.
You are going nowhere. You're going guilty.
Oh.
Step down on the ground.
Oh.
Bond, you hear the bandidos fall down all over the place.
Is that fire up, Pancho?
Not started very good.
Bueno, watch these two hombres. I want to take a look in their saddlebags.
The constable must have heard the fight, Cisco. He come this way.
I can see better by the light of this match.
All right, then, get them hands up.
Those hombres on the ground are the ones you want, Señor Constable.
Hey, look, you. By
your look, Señor, in this saddlebag. Here, strike another match.
Hey, watches, necktie pins.
See, and several wallets. And here are two masks.
Them masks was used in that stage holdup.
Maybe you'll learn something now, Constable.
Maybe I am at that. Hey, boys, grab them two stunts, Curly and Mark.
Among other things, Señor Constable, they just tried to burn down your jail.
By the buzzards.
If I were you, I would question them at great length. Not only about the stage holdup, but about that store holdup for which Señor Purdy went to prison. I think you will find Senor Purdy innocent in both cases.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Those bandidos confessed to good holdup.
Si. And Senor Purdy was declared innocent.
Too bad he spent all that time in the prison.
Well, now and then innocent men do suffer, I am sorry to say.
But Senor Purdy, he's got a good rancho, Chico.
Si. The territorial legislature did its best to make amends, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
It gave him a fine rancho and 100 head of cattle.
Senor Purdy, he give us a big barbecue.
Which reminds me, Pancho, you are getting to be as big as a moose.
Moose?
When are you going to stop eating so much?
Pancho, ready to go on the diet, Cisco.
You have already gone on a diet?
Yes, started this afternoon.
Oh, Pancho, this afternoon I saw you eating three big bowls of pea soup, half a dozen pork chops with four fried eggs, one pan of biscuits, and a whole chocolate cake.
Yes, Pancho on the diet.
Just how can you call that dieting?
Because it almost spoils Pancho's appetite for supper.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, he's so...
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Vassar, Pancho by Harry Lang.